Happy Wednesday, everybody. Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until that next Walt Disney World adventure with style. And right now I'm glancing down at my iPhone 7 Plus, and I can see that we're down to a mere 146 days to go until the Be Our Guest podcast cruise this July. Some of us will be able to do online check-in here in the next month. It's crazy how excited I'm getting for this amazing Disney cruise with our friends and our Walt Disney World vacation as well. And you can do the same every time you glance down at your phone to check your messages or to post to social media or to take a call. You're going to see great pictures of Walt Disney World. You're going to hear audio alerts each and every day. And you can even customize the app with your favorite font and pictures. Get excited for that next trip just like I am. Download Days to Go WDW over at virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1130 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you, and hopefully, if you're tuned in up in the Northeast, you are semi-recovered from Sunday night. I know a lot of hearts stopped, and it was just an amazing Super Bowl. Not that anybody was affected by that here on the podcast, but maybe we'll talk about that here in just a second. Because let's get things started. It's time to answer your listener questions with the crew, starting with Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and we call her the GOAT of the Magic for Less, or actually the Mouse for Less, the Magic for Less, whatever, the Mouse for Less.
What is all going the on? Above.
She's been goated. What's up, Ricky? What's going on? I'm sorry for your city.
I don't want to talk about it. It is not a good day, and that's all I'll say. That was terrible. And it was hard to watch, and it was painful, and I just want to go cry. Thank you very much.
You know what? Wow. New England, Brady actually should call me, because I'm just telling you, I can put a hex on a team like nobody's business by just saying stuff on social media. It was like the middle of the third quarter, went down into the studio, recorded the teaser for the Monday podcast. And of course, you know, they're down like 28-10 at the time. So I give, you know, if you go back and look at it on Instagram or on the Facebook page, I say, it's all right, Pats fans. You know, it's fine. We got to Be Our Guest podcast to make your Monday better. It'll be okay. And then, of course, they rally and win the game. So thank me, Northeast. It's all because of me. You think?
They're sending you. They're writing you their thank you notes right now.
I'm sending you something. It's not. It's not good.
I'm glad this ain't a video podcast, people. I'm just saying. Hey, well, real quick, how was the Dirty Bird dip? At least that had to have tasted good, right? I hope
it was delicious. Yes, it was very, very good. So everything was perfect with that. Yeah.
Good stuff. All delicious. Right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam. You know I had to do it. What's going on, Pam Forrester? It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. I am so excited about Wednesday. I don't know why. This week, Wednesday is like my happy day. And also, it's February, and I always do a little spiel in February about, do you guys remember? No. The Go Red for women in February. Just to remind everyone about the whole heart disease thing, because in actuality, heart disease kills more women than men. It doesn't have anything to do a lot of times with how fit you are, how young you are, whatever. Both Hannah and I were born with a heart arrhythmia. We didn't find out until we were each older. Didn't know about it. And the one way you can find out is by going, having a good conversation with your doctor, having a couple tests done that don't take anything more than sticking some stuff all over you to look at your heartbeat and see what it looks like. And that's just one of the ways that they can detect certain forms of heart disease. So anyways, just make sure that you go and have that conversation, because it's important.
Very good reminder, Pam. We always got to remember that, because, you know, we got to take care of our health. And I think, you know, we got the running squad, we got the lizards. But, you know, I think it's just awareness a lot of times when it comes to things like heart health. And good point. So thanks for bringing that up.
That's no problem. Well, look, when you have something that feels like your heart's jumping around in your chest,
Yeah.
To like, it might be a good idea to go ahead and get that checked out. So
maybe. Anyways.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I got something going on right now, but it's probably just the Taco Bell I just had 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. So. Let's hope it's that.
If you've eliminated Taco Bell and you still have it,
that's true. That's
you may have a problem.
Yeah. You got to get rid of the variables. All right. First question of the day. And you can send in your question to Mike at brguestpodcast.com. It's coming from Ashley. She's down in Arkansas. Mike and the gals. Hey there. It's Ashley from Fayetteville, Arkansas. I've written in a few times and I'm in the Lizards, so I'm all for this lovely group of people. Side note, I checked what number Lizard I am, and it's insane how big the group is getting. I love it. I know, guys, the Lizards are over 1,000. It's crazy, but we're still a small
That's
family,
awesome.
So don't forget that. Anyway, I've recently applied for the Disney College Program. While I still don't know if I'll be working down there come the fall, I do know that I will at least be taking a trip down there in November. My family and I have planned out a trip for the Wine and Dine Half Marathon weekend as a late celebration of my 21st birthday. It's safe to say that I'm very excited. So question number one, any ideas for celebrating a 21st birthday in the world with my family? My birthday is in June, so I'll already be 21, but the race is part of my birthday present. We have plans for the post-race party, but that's it so far. And question number two, since some extended family will be running with me and my boyfriend will be coming down to cheer me on, there will be some people in our group that haven't experienced the magic of Disney yet. Any ideas and suggestions for getting a Disney newbie ready for the trip? Thanks so much for everything y'all do. Ashley says, WPS, which I know because I'm an SEC fan. Woo pig suey. All right, Ashley. Well, first of all, congratulations on applying to the college program. Good luck with that. Hope to see you down there as a cast member, as a college program participant. That'd be awesome. So good luck with that. Paige actually applied too, I believe. So she was talking about it. So I don't know if she hit dinner. She said she was. I got to follow up on that, see if she did. But good luck with that. And, you know, for that 21st birthday, Pam, let me just bounce this one off you because Hannah just had this kind of a celebration last summer. So ideas for a 21st birthday, especially with some new folks that have never gone down.
She did. So one of the things I know that Hannah really enjoyed, and we actually met them over for this, was to have a drink at Trader Sam's. And Trader Sam's is so much more than a place to get a drink. First of all, there's a whole list of drinks that when you order them, cool things happen in the restaurant. There's sound effects, there's lighting effects, there's server effects, I will say, as true. They get in on the act. And that's kind of cool. Plus, they have like fun drinks that, like, I mean, they're not for like, you know, and it's a Wonderful Life. You know, they say that bar, when George isn't there anymore, George Bailey isn't there, it's hard drinks for people who want to get drunk. Well, that's not really Trader Sam's. It's kind of like floofy drinks that are flavored and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think everyone can find a drink there that they enjoy drinking. It's just a good time. And I think up until a certain point, it's very family friendly. I think after 8 o'clock, they do restrict kids from the interior. But so anyways, anyone who's with you, whether they're 21 or not, can come for that during the day and most of the evening. So I think that's really worth it. I think that there's just a lot of opportunity in Epcot to find some interesting things to drink. Each country typically has, you know, their own kind of drinks. And I think that that's really cool. You get to try like different beers or different wines or even a different mixed drink. So I think Epcot is the perfect opportunity for that. And again, that's not something that's really, you know, drink focused, drink centered. It's just something that you can do in addition to. And I think, again, that's fun for everyone.
I'm going to suggest one thing. Go to Splitsville and do some bowling and have a good meal there. And it sounds kind of crazy, but, you know, that's something that, you know, if you want to have a drink while you're bowling, you can. You don't have to. Maybe you don't drink. Who knows? But bowling's always fun, and Splitsville is awesome for the, you know, the uber Disney fan and the Disney fan who may just be along for the ride. So, Ricky, let me ask you one thing that she asked also about was getting folks who have never been to Disney prepared for the trip before they get there. Suggestions for that?
So don't overload them with a lot of information. That's the biggest thing that I think that a lot of people who are taking newbies maybe try to do. You know, maybe do something like get the DVD, the planning DVD, and watch that. Like, have a night where you all watch that. That might help. You know, that way it gives them kind of an introduction, but it doesn't really overload them. So that way you can kind of help them understand kind of what Walt Disney World is all about, but you're still giving them that quality information, but you're not taking it and going, oh my God, and then there's this, you know, like it won't give them too much of an overload. So I think that would be one of the best things that you can do is just take things really slow and not share too much information. So an overview is my big suggestion.
Good tip. And thanks a lot, Ashley, for the question. And good luck with the college program. All right. We got a lot of questions this past couple of weeks. I mean, a lot. So let's get going here. Erin's got the next one. She's in Jersey. Hey, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. I emailed a little while back about a long weekend trip over President's Day weekend with my boyfriend and asking about upgrading to an annual pass. You guys really helped out, but then plans changed. His parents ended up giving us a big family vacation to Orlando over Easter break. Though I am very grateful, it'll be based around the park that shall not be named, cough, cough, Universal, cough, cough, haha. And that's actually in the email. We will be able to sneak away for one day to get to Disney. I know that this is a very busy time of the year. Since we will only be there for one day and our next trip won't be until August of 2018, we would really like to do all four parks in one day. I know I want to use the new express bus service for sure. Also, last week's show on underrated things made me think about that I would like to stick with things that we usually pass up or don't even think about on other trips, hoping that might be what other people pass over. Also, so they may have shorter lines at such a busy time. Any other tips or suggestions? Thank you guys so much. Love the show. Always get great information and ideas when I listen. All right. So this one, you know, I think it's going to be challenged because this is over Easter break. So that's, you know, the spring break crowds, the Easter crowds. Easter's late this year, but it's still going to be extremely busy. But I think the one thing you have going for you, Erin, is if you're looking for the second to third tier attractions, that's a bonus. You know, I think that you're going to run into trouble with doing e-ticket attractions, all four parks this time of year would be a huge challenge. But I think the thing is that there's so many of those secondary and third level things. Like I think we mentioned the Tiki Room and things like Carousel of Progress or, you know, maybe going and seeing the movie at France or something. I think that's going to work to your favor because you are going to basically just walk on most of those attractions. And with the express bus service, you can avoid, you know, the time you got to go through security. I mean, there's a light security, but, you know, it's not like outside Epcot, you know, 150 people deep. Ricky, what do you think about this, this idea of four parks over Christmas or, I mean, Easter break with just one day there?
Yeah, I would definitely choose a park to make fast passes in. Even if you are going secondary attractions, some of the parks you would definitely need to make those fast passes in anyway. So you may consider doing that for Epcot or even Hollywood Studios. You know, I kind of lean more towards Hollywood Studios in a way because the park just doesn't have as many attractions anymore because of the fact that they're doing so much construction. So the things that are there get more crowds quickly. So I would definitely do that. And then once you do that as well, then you can start making fast passes for the other parks too. So keep that in mind as well. That may be something that you want to do. But I definitely think making those fast passes, and if you can make them for Disney's Hollywood Studios, is probably going to be your best bet.
Good tip. All right, let's go on to the next question. We're going to run through these as quick as we can to get in a bunch today. Joe's got the next question. He's in Tampa, Florida. Hi, Mike and all. Love the show and look forward to every episode. My wife and I are annual pass holders and typically stay on property during our anniversary in August at moderate or deluxe resorts. However, we are going to do a one-night stay at Pop Century in March with a couple who are good friends of ours. They will be moving this summer and we want one last hurrah before they leave. We will be spending our evening at City Walk and the following day at Disney Springs. I have never stayed at Pop Century, and I was curious if the rooms have your typical amenities, such as a mini fridge, coffee maker, etc., or if that was something you received at higher-end resorts. Also, I need the bacon chocolate shake that Pop offers. I saw it on your Instagram from last trip. Tell me how to get one, please. Thanks for giving me something to look forward to in between every trip we make. Joe. All right, Joe. Well, thanks a lot for listening. We appreciate it down in Tampa. I'm so jealous in a couple weeks, man. That'll be a great time to be down there with spring training in Florida. Oh, can't wait. But the shake was something Scott got, my good friend Scott Gardner. You get it at Pop Century at that little ice cream stand over to the left as you're looking at the Pop Century food court. If you're like looking at it head on, it's over to the left, actually on the side there near the seating. Lots of interesting choices there, but I think it's called the King or something like that. So check that out. But Pam, talk to Joe about staying at Pop Century when he's used to moderates and deluxes. What's he going to get and what's he going to miss?
So it's funny because over at the Mouse for Less, they just actually did a good page on this that dealt with why should you upgrade from a value to a moderate and why should you upgrade from a moderate to deluxe. So anyways, stop over there and look at that because I think there's some good points there. But so one of the main things you're going to miss when staying at a value resort is, first of all, the size of the beds, I think, is huge. The value resorts have double size beds and the moderate resorts have queen size beds. You know, at first people are like, oh, that doesn't mean so much to me. Well, if you're used to sleeping in a queen or above, it actually feels different. And for me, when I'm on vacation, I need to sleep well. Like, I need to be able to fall into bed and fall asleep. And for me, it's more challenging to sleep when I'm really tired. Like, if I've been up walking all day, then I feel more tired and I want the bed to be more comfortable. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. I know that everyone, you know, does, you know, feels differently. Their bodies work differently. But anyways, that usually kills it for me. I just want like the queen size bed and I need that. So that may be something that you miss. Another thing that you might miss at the value resorts is they do not have coffee makers in the room. I know for a lot of people, you need to have coffee before you go out into the public where you might see other people. So if this is the case for you, you might need to enlist somebody to run to the food court and get the coffee for you before that. There is a mini fridge that is in the room. It doesn't have a freezer compartment, but there is a mini cube fridge that is there. It's in the dresser. The other thing you may miss is a little bit of room size because the rooms are definitely smaller. You may miss things like two sinks at the vanity. Most of the moderate resorts do have two sinks there at the vanity. And that does help sometimes in the morning when you're getting ready. And then there are other things like outside of the resort in that like the pools at the moderate resorts have slides and the pools at the value resorts don't have slides. I think there are some unspoken, unwritten things that Mike's wife, Pam, and I have chatted about in the past. And that would include the thing like the value resorts. You don't have like towels at the pool. The toilet paper seems a little less flush. Things like that. They're just like these things that you can't put your finger on, but you know they're happening. So anyways, stuff like that. But yeah, those are some of the things that you might miss.
But when you're as tall as me, at least you can close the door while you're still laying in bed. You know, so that's an advantage. You know, I can just slam that door shut with my foot.
I forgot to mention that huge plus at the value resorts.
Yeah, you don't have to get up.
You can open it with your like foot.
Yeah, that's right. It's got to have strong toes. All right. Well, no, we're serious. It's fine. Pop Century, I love it. We loved our stay there. We did that split with Boardwalk, and we had a great time. I mean, it is what it is. It's a value resort, but you still get the Disney feel. You got the great food court. You got transportation. I mean, it is what it is. It's fine, you know, as long as you can fall asleep. Because I can sleep anywhere, so it's totally fine for me. All right, let's get to Caleb's question. Hey, gang, love the podcast. Somehow just discovered the magic of Disney podcasts a few months ago. Where you been, Caleb? We've been here for almost 9 years.
We have.
I'm saying, goodness. Late to the party.
It's crazy.
My family of four, wife and four plus one-year-old boys at the time of arrival, will be celebrating Christmas at Disney World this year. This will be our fifth trip, third at Christmas, second for our oldest, and first as a family of four. While we have everything planned out, just waiting for 180 days out to make our ADRs and 60 days for our fast passes. We will be arriving in Orlando a day before our resort reservations start at Art of Animation. We are thinking of ideas of what to do that day and are planning to hit Disney Springs for a meal. A few questions about that day. Number one, what's a can't-miss quick service type dining option at Disney Springs? We've heard of Earl of Sandwich, but don't know if there is something else we just have to experience. All right, stop there. He's got three questions about Disney Springs Day. I would say Earl of Sandwich is a great option. I'm going to throw that in there, get the holiday sandwich, especially around the holidays. It is Thanksgiving on a sandwich. It is amazing. Get the mac and cheese as your side. You will be in a coma after that, but you will be a happy, happy person. So, Ricky, what would you do for the can't miss quick service at the Springs right now?
Hands down, not even a question. Blaze pizza. Hello. Oh my goodness. It is so delicious. The pizzas are almost shareable with the, how large they are. You can, because I know that Brian and I shared a pizza, so I'm sure that they will have no problem sharing a couple of them. The best thing about it is you can create your own pizza, and it's basically the same price as their signature pizzas. So, you know, that's so handy in the fact that, and what's great is Brian and I, so I don't usually eat a lot of meat on my pizza, but Brian loves meat on his pizza. So you can take one pizza and split, you know, he can have the meat side and I can have the not so meaty side, and they'll still do that for you. So it is such a great deal. You can split a salad and you're good to go. So Blaze pizza, I cannot stress it enough. And it's so good. I can't tell you how good it is. I was there, I went three times over the Christmas holiday break, you know, when I was there back to back to back. Three times. That's how good it is. So, yes, yeah. Blaze.
Yeah, definitely second Blaze pizza. It is very good, and it is very, both Earl and Blaze are very reasonable on the pocketbook, too. So,
yes.
You know, especially in Disney terms. Pam, anything you would throw in there for a can't-miss counter service?
Yeah, I got to add Deluxe Burger in there. I think that they have great burgers. They have sides, and they have sauces for days. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, it's just sauces and sauces and sauces. And there's just some really unique things, you know, some combinations there that I really like. Plus, it's so themed. It's so nice. You got to try all three of these because I think they're all really good choices.
I know. That's the tough thing. It's like, we're giving you lots of great choices. Now, good luck picking one.
Yeah. Like, good luck with that. Yeah, I'm sure that'll go well.
Can't go wrong. All right. Number two, my wife would like to drive through Celebration and see what that's all about. Is it worth the time? Now, I've been on the outskirts of Celebration, but never driven through. Pam, have you gone through Celebration? Is it worth it?
I have, yeah.
So would you go through there at the holidays?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's sort of cute, and they do like snow at night, you know what I mean? It snows there and stuff. I just think there's so much on Disney property that's worth doing that I don't know. I don't think you'll lack for things to do, so...
Mm-mm.
All right. Question number three. With the additions to Pandora at Animal Kingdom, has there been any talk of Animal Kingdom moving to a tiered fast pass system as seen in Hollywood Studios and Epcot? Thanks for hours of enjoyment. Caleb is down in Houston. The scene of the crime, Ricky. All right, Ricky. So what do you have? Because you always have your pulse on the news. You know, Disney runs things through you to see if does that sound like a good idea. So, you know, what feedback did you give Disney about a tiered system over at Animal Kingdom?
At this point, I have not heard anything about a tiered system. That doesn't mean that they wouldn't necessarily consider it. And I'll be interested to see whether that's something that they will end up doing. But at this point, I think it's still going to be the way it is. So unfortunately, we won't know until we're much closer to Pandora's opening, you know, which I'm thinking is probably going to be May, but not 100%. So don't quote me on that. But all signs point to May. So, you know, we'll see. And the end of May, basically. Not so sorry, people going in the beginning. You know, you may have some soft openings and stuff like that. And I'm sure that as we start to get information via the soft openings and stuff, we'll have more ideas of whether they'll be offering fast pass, but whether they'll be offering a tiered fast pass. But as of right now, I haven't heard anything.
All right. So that's actually interesting because we're hearing, and I've heard the same, that it's going to be, and of course it could be September still, but I mean, right now the news is looking like it's toward the beginning of summer rather than the end, which I was expecting. I kind of had my heart set around like late August, early September is what I was thinking. So, you know,
right. I can imagine that Disney would want, as if they can, they would want to open it for the beginning of summer and not miss out on all that extra summer revenue. So I think they're going to try like crazy to get it open for the beginning of summer. We'll see if it actually happens, but I think that's what they're trying for. Well,
it is kind of weird because Joe Rohde sent me a text the other day asking, you know, when's the podcast cruise again? I was like, July 8th. He's like, okay, we'll do our best. You know, we got extra hard hats.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jessica's got the next question. Good morning. My name is Jessica from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. I'm a new listener to your show, but I'm sure it will take no time to catch up on all the episodes. No worries, Jessica. Just 1,100 shows. I enjoy all.
No big deal.
I enjoy all of your shows and input, tips and tricks on the parks and restaurants, even the Run Disney information, as I'm still starting my own new fitness journey and would like to one day make it to a race. I'd love to race with you, Jessica. That'd be awesome. My husband, myself, and my brother and sister-in-law will be doing an adults-only trip to the world this October and fully intend on hitting all four parks and partaking in the Food and Wine Festival. All of us have only been to Disney once, and it was with our kids. My question is, we have a few downtime days, and I would like to do some resort hopping to see all of the other resorts and maybe a restaurant or two. First, are we allowed to just hop over to other resorts to see what they are like and the different themes and sceneries? And second, are there any resorts you would recommend we definitely visit and why? We stayed at All-Star Movies on our first visit, and we'll be doing All-Star Movies this visit, as we will not be spending much time in our rooms. Our intentions for resort hopping is also due to the fact that we would like to bring the kids back, age range from 5 to 17 years old, in a couple of years. It'd be nice to see firsthand what all the options are. Since we also have a larger group going back, we wish to stay at one of the more moderate or maybe even split up the stay with one night at a deluxe. Thanks for all of your help in advance. Huge fan of the show, and I wish you and the Lizards well on your next race event. Your Canadian friend, Jessica. Well, thanks a lot, Jessica. Canadians are so polite and so nice. Let me just say, they always are. I love it. Not that Americans aren't. I'm just saying, this is, unless you're, a mad Falcons fan today, but it's okay. I get it. Anyway, so, you know, let's talk about this resort hopping in general and where to resort hop, because Disney absolutely wants you to come over and have a meal at a different resort and check out all of the other locations. There's gift shops, there's food courts, there's restaurants, there's all kinds of stuff. So, Ricky, where would you suggest they visit?
You know, honestly, one of my favorite places to go is Wilderness Lodge. I think the theme there is just so spectacular, and the feel of the resort, that massive lobby when you walk in, it's so wonderful. You really don't feel like you are at Walt Disney World, which is great. I would suggest maybe a meal at Whispering Canyon, because it is, of course, one of the more unique options at Disney. Lots of fun. Make sure you ask for ketchup. Have a fun time with it, because it's definitely a fun experience. Even for just adults, trust me, I've done it. Actually, I've done it with Pam and Steve, so it was a good time. I think the guys did I'm a Little Teapot, so that's always good. I love that resort. I will say, you know, the food court, just for anybody who doesn't know, it is going down for refurbishment, so Roaring Forks is going to be going down here on the 13th, so just keep that in mind. They are going to be opening their new pool bar and grill here on the 13th as well, so I'm interested to see kind of how that's going to go. So that will be open in place of Roaring Forks for the time being, so if anybody is going there to visit the resort or is staying there, just keep that in mind. And I don't know how long the refurbishment for Roaring Fork is scheduled for yet, so they haven't really set a date yet, so just keep that in mind as well. But that's my suggestion is Wilderness Lodge.
And Joanne is offering in our Facebook Live chat, which we do on Mondays, usually around 6:30 Eastern. And today actually was Joanne and my 7th anniversary as friends on Facebook. So thank you, Joanne. I love Joanne. She's added so much.
Happy smile. Anniversary.
Know, too. It's our Facebook anniversary. I know. It made me smile today at school when I was looking at it as I was eating my turkey sandwich at my desk at lunch. But love it. But she's offering Animal Kingdom Lodge because it's such a unique place to visit and have a meal at Sanaa. Get the bread service. I'm not kidding. Yeah. Even if you don't know what we're talking about, just order it on faith. You will love it. Exactly. My suggestion before Joanne hopped in there and mentioned that, I would say go over to the boardwalk for an evening and just walk around. You can see the Yacht Club, Beach Club boardwalk, and there's lots to do. You could actually combine that with a day maybe where you visit Epcot early in the morning. So, Pam, any other suggestions for resort hopping and making the most of kind of scouting it out for that next trip?
I think it's easiest to hit the monorail resorts. If you're at the Magic Kingdom, you can just take the monorail over to the Contemporary and then ride it around to the Polynesian and also the Grand Floridian. And you can kind of make a good afternoon of that to spend a little bit of time in each of the resorts, kind of look around, check out their shopping, their dining, whatever. And if you're looking for a meal, you know, there's good places in each one. We just ate recently brunch at the Grand Floridian Cafe, and it was really good. The Wave has some great breakfast, lunch, dinner options too. And finally, at the Polynesian, of course, you have Kona and Ohana, which are always great. So some great options there and just really easy to get to when you're already at the Magic Kingdom. So something to think about.
All right. Enjoy that trip. Adults only, man. I am jealous, but have fun. All right. Carrie's got the next question. Hi, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. Thank you for all the advice you have given me in planning my trip. I've gained so many tips that are going to help me a lot. This is the first time I've planned a trip to Disney World. When we were kids, it was always our mom who planned the trip. Our little weekend trip has morphed into a 7-night stay, as it will be about 3+ years before we get to go again. With the cost of flying, it just made sense to lengthen our stay. It'll be my husband and I and our almost 3-year-old little girl. We are struggling with hotel choice. Staying on site is a must for us. So we are trying to decide between Art of Animation, Port Orleans, or doing a split stay between Pop Century for 5 nights and Animal Kingdom Lodge for 2 nights. All options are within our budget. I have only ever stayed at a value resort before, so I know I like them. We are planning to do afternoon naps for our little girl, so the larger space of the Art of Animation room seemed nice, and she would like the theming of the resort, I am sure. However, knowing it'll be about 3 to 4 years before we get back, would she appreciate the theming better as a 6-year-old? Would it be better for us to go with Port Orleans, a more grown-up choice at the moment? Another option is a split stay between Pop Century and Animal Kingdom. My husband is concerned about this being challenging and complicated, switching hotels in the middle of the trip. I am a high school teacher that teaches animal science and veterinary science, so I think it'd be pretty neat to be able to share the experience with my students when I get back home. Staying the entire stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge isn't feasible price-wise with the longer stay, so that is my dilemma. I think we would be happy with all three options, but torn on which one would be best for our little family. Second question. Some of our other family members are going at the same time but are planning their own trips and where they're staying. We would like to be able to schedule some meals together as well as purchase Memory Maker. The question is, will having dinner reservations together be possible since we're on different packages? If we purchase Memory Maker, will it be possible for everyone to use it? Thanks for all you do. Carrie is in New Hampshire. All right, first of all, let me answer the second part real quick. Get that out of the way. Yes, if you're friends and family on My Disney Experience, you can share that Memory Maker and get a lot of pictures. And with the ADRs, you can absolutely get everybody in on the ADR, even if you're at different resorts. Trust me, the lizards are, we're at like 18 different resorts. How many resorts are there? Walt Disney, like 22. We're like at 27 different resorts because we're coming from Florida residents. And I mean, people are from everywhere and we all eat together all the time. So you're good on both of those on the second question. Now, the three options, Art of Animation, Port Orleans, or a split stay between Pop and Animal Kingdom Lodge. She laid out her things. Pam, what would you offer her? Just because really you can't go wrong, but what would you say if you were given this situation with her restraints here? You know, she has constraints, I should say.
I get it that, you know, you're a little worried about doing the split stay. And I understand that a lot of people worry about that at different times. They're worried about the time it will take to change resorts, maybe packing and unpacking. And I can tell you that my family does a split stay just about every time we're going to be there for more than a couple nights. It just is, I'm always trying to make sure that I get to experience the resorts firsthand so we can have good photos and information to share with the team, but just to make sure I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about stuff. It just really makes a world of difference. And as long as you go in with a frame of mind that the day that you're going to switch, you're going to have things packed up, you're going to hand it over to Bell Services, or you're going to drive over whichever one you have, and then you're going to go and do what you had planned anyway instead of waiting around for the room to be ready at your second resort, you really don't lose any time. When I see people losing time is the whole, well, maybe my room will be ready soon and then we can get in there and unpack and whatever. We've done that too many times. Don't fall for it. Just plan on your room not being available for that period, that chunk of time between when you leave one resort and go to the other. Now, having said that, I think that Animal Kingdom Lodge is really one of my favorite resorts at Walt Disney World. And the reason why are some of the things that you mentioned, but the theming is just overwhelmingly carried out there. And it's such an incredibly unique experience. I mean, where else can you sit out on your deck, or your deck, hello, like your home, your balcony, and see giraffe or zebra or wildebeest or, you know, the Ankole cattle. There's so few places in the world where you can experience something like that. I think that everyone should stay there at least once or twice or three or four, or maybe like 10, 20
or
times.
Every time. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Because it's really such a cool, cool vacation experience. Now, in addition to all the animal activities and viewing areas that are there, and there's lots of them, make sure that you look at your little resort guide when you check in. It also is just an overwhelmingly cool resort. When you walk right in, that same, like, take your breath away that Ricky was talking about with the Wilderness Lodge lobby, it's there at the Animal Kingdom, too, just in kind of a different format. They were designed by the same architect, and so it has that same kind of feel. It's a take-your-breath kind of lobby, take your breath away kind of lobby. It's just so cool. Plus the sights that you see, the smells that you smell from Jiko and Sanaa, and the music even, just really completes that whole picture and makes it just a fantastic place to stay. So I would do the split stay definitely so you can experience the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah, my vote, if I have one right here, is Pop Century and then Animal Kingdom Lodge, because you're going to get, your kid's going to love both of those. I mean, Pop Century has the big icons, it's colorful, it's got a fun pool, but then you're going to be pampered when you go to Animal Kingdom Lodge, especially with your background and what you teach. You can't beat Animal Kingdom Lodge. So, Ricky, what would your suggestion be?
So, I have one question. How old is their child again?
She's going to be just about three.
So, knowing that, I initially was going to say the same thing you guys were. I was going to say Pop and Animal Kingdom Lodge. But knowing how old the child is, and they may want to either take naps or, you know, put her to bed early, and, you know, they may want to have some time where they can watch TV or whatever in the room, I'm going to suggest Art of Animation. I just think that that might be better for their needs at this time. I'm not saying that it would be a terrible idea to stay at Pop and Art and Animal Kingdom Lodge, because initially that was my first thought, because, hello, I mean, Animal Kingdom Lodge is absolutely gorgeous. But I just think that for their needs at this time, I really do think that that Art of Animation may be the better choice. Also, I don't think that the theme that their daughter will definitely appreciate the theme as well. They have a daughter, right? I'm not getting that wrong.
No, that's right.
I did. Yep. Okay, good. I was like, please tell me I'm not saying daughter and they have a son. So I think that's something to definitely consider. So I may choose Art of Animation just for that alone.
All right, well, let's close it out with one quick question here to end the show. Sarah's got it. Hi, Mike. Let me first say I'm loving the Be Our Guest podcast, learning so much about planning our Disney vacations. My husband and I fell in love with Walt Disney World on our first trip there this past November and December with our two children, who are 1 and 5. We loved it so much, we became DVC members and are now planning our next trip for May 7th through the 12th at Bay Lake Towers. So here is my question. On our last trip, we had an 8:10 a.m. reservation at Crystal Palace and loved being able to get into the Magic Kingdom early. We got some great pictures in front of the castle with practically no one in the background. It was just a great start to our day, and we were able to get where we wanted to be in the park right at 9 a.m. when the rides opened. I scheduled again for an 8:40 a.m. reservation at Crystal Palace for May 8th, actively trying to get an earlier time and hoping to get an earlier reservation. Now, with the new opening and Crystal Palace location being an area where everyone can access before 9, should we keep our 8:40 a.m. reservation or move it to lunch? We really loved the breakfast with the characters. It was our favorite last trip. All right, Ricky, so talk to us about the new. First of all, if you haven't heard, they have moved the opening show from the train station outside of the Magic Kingdom touch points there, right between the touch points and where you go under the train station there, to the castle for court stage or whatever they call it. So how is that affecting, you know, folks that in the past we always said, you know, get in there early, go to Crystal Palace, get an early ADR before the park opens. How's that all working first? And then should she move an 8:40 to lunch, or, you know, what are we thinking here?
So I think that they're letting people in about a half an hour or so early. So with the park opening at 9, you know, people will start trickling in at about, you know, 8:30 or so. That way they have time to maybe stop at Starbucks or, you know, grab one of the gross hot dogs at Casey's Corner that we discussed at a previous show, or the gross donut at with ice cream on it at the Plaza. I have really strong opinions about those. So, you know, they have time to do that kind of stuff. you know, I don't know how, you know, most people at that point will probably be heading towards the hub, though, the main area for the castle show, not necessarily toward Crystal Palace. So if you're really worried about that, I don't know if you can maybe try to, and you really want to be like all alone on Main Street, you know, maybe see if you can try to move your ADR up, you know, 15 minutes if you can. I get that you want pictures with, you know, the Main Street being, you know, completely dead. And I think it's probably impacting that a little bit. I haven't seen a whole lot of how it looks in the morning. And clearly I haven't been there because, you know, not morning person here. So,
sure.
So, you know, I don't know. I don't know how that is going. I know Pam has seen the welcome show. So she may be able to talk a little bit better about that. But, yeah, I think that if you can, maybe if you're really worried about it, try to move that ADR up about 15 minutes and then you'll be good. I don't know that I'd switch it to lunch, but unless you really wanted to.
So, you know, and that's what the chat's saying too. They're saying keep it. It's not going to be that big of a change. You know, it is what it is. And if you like the character meal, you got it. Go with it, you know, because
yeah,
the character meal is what you enjoyed and that's what you're still going to get. So, you know, I think we try to get too many little things and I think we overthink things. And I think Sarah's set. I think she's got a great plan. And, you know, and I know the problem is when you have time, you start second guessing yourself.
I think that is true.
You just got to go with that what you true. Have. So good luck, Sarah, and have a great trip. Can't wait to hear about it. Send us a picture from that character meal. We love pictures with Piglet and Pooh. You know, nothing better with breakfast, I guess.
Than Pooh for breakfast.
Well, I mean, you're having bacon there, and you got Piglet coming around. So
absolutely,
that's something wrong with that too. Anyway, all right. Well, that's going to do it for the questions today. We tried to fire through quite a few. We'll do the same next Wednesday. Send those to Mike at brguestpodcast.com. We'd really appreciate it, and we'll get to those right away. Don't forget today's show brought to you by virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition. Ricky, you got 1 minute. What's happening in the Disney universe that we could read about on Theme Park News Disney Edition today?
You know, I think that one of the big things, I'm working on it now, so hopefully I'll have it up on, it'll be up on, you know, Theme Park News. But the menus are coming out for the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival. So if you are going to the festival, make sure to start looking at what items you are going to want to enjoy. It always seems like with the Flower and Garden Festival, they always come out with a lot of new stuff. You know, I think that they're trying a lot of new flavors with that. So I'm curious to see, you know, some of the new things that are coming out. Some favorites are, of course, coming back, like the Frushi and the Smokehouse. Everything at the Smokehouse is coming back. Thank goodness, because that is my favorite booth. And I think that's a lot of people's favorites. But it's going to be a good festival with lots of good food. So yummy. That's what you have to look forward to.
Nothing better. Right there with your breakfast. You're having your Fruit Loops, but you can read about the good stuff down at the Flower and Garden Festival / the Food and Wine Light. But check it out today over at virtualmickey.com. Grab Theme Park News, Disney Edition. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at BRGuestMike. And when you're on Facebook today, you're probably on it right now. Just type in BRGuestPodcast into that search window at the top. And like the show. We have over 5,200 friends talking Disney over there. And we need you. I know a lot of you just discovered the show. Took you long enough. Now join the Facebook group so we can get to know you. Come on over. We want to talk to you. Also, don't forget. Oh, one other thing. This is kind of awesome. Our good buddy Brian down in Springfield, Missouri, has been working with Magical Mouse Radio over this past weekend. And we're going to have 24 hours of Disney love songs again on Valentine's Day. So get ready for that.
Oh,
it's back. We're even going to have that new song by Ariana Grande from Beauty and the Beast. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or not. So it won't be playing for 24 hours. It'll just drop in every once in a while. But
that's
check
good.
That out. Yeah, it's Tuesday, February 14th. Nothing more romantic than Magical Mouse Radio for 24 hours on your Valentine's Day. And speaking of romance, it's time. Friday, come back. Is this romantic? It's back. That's right. Our number one show of all time. Maybe not. Maybe it is. I don't know. I know it was kind of silly.
I still think The Bathrooms was the number one show,
was pretty
probably,
good too.
At this point.
We could do the most romantic bathrooms at Walt Disney World on Friday. You know, maybe do a crossover. That'd be kind of great.
Let's not do that.
Let's don't. All right. So we're going to be back again on Friday. Is this romantic? We'll be talking about it on the show to get you in the mood for Valentine's Day the next week. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. Get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.
Okay, so I'm going to pause this for just 1 second because Mallory has this foot massager thing that keeps randomly going off. I didn't know what it was this morning. I just saw it. Hang on. I got to write this down. Three. You hear that?
All right.
I thought we were being robbed this morning.
It doesn't have anything to do with heart disease in women.
It doesn't, but it's giving me a heart attack.
How did he find out what it was? I'm confused at this point.
Because it went off earlier, and I thought I turned it off. It's this thing. Let me show you.
I can't see it. Hold on. I got to get back on Facebook. I'm actually doing work. I mean, I'm not doing work.
So she got this little foot massager thing for her birthday. It's like a little spa kit where you put your feet in it, and she had a slumber party Sunday night. Now, I turned this thing off earlier. I don't know why
it's doing that. Oh, okay. I see it.
I might do my feet during the show here. Hang on. See, there it goes. Hang on.
Well, I couldn't hear it.
You can't hear that?
No, I can hear it now. I couldn't hear it before.
We can hear it now. We couldn't hear it before. Yeah.
I turned off because I hit off earlier. Bubble, waterfall, light, on or off. Yeah, I'm putting it up. I'm putting it far away, so we don't. I'm gonna put it.
Why don't you just take it upstairs?
Yeah, but then it'll vibrate on the floor. I'll put it on a bed. Oh my god. Hang on.
Too funny.
I didn't even hear it. Did you, Pam?
No, huh?
Okay, all right, that's good. At least we're not crazy. I thought we were going. I thought
one of us is, but it's
not either one of us. I'm okay with that. Quite all right with that. Oh my goodness, where'd he go? Did he actually go upstairs?
I don't know.
Oh, everybody on the chat can hear it. We could not hear it. So the good news is nobody will be able to hear it on the podcast, hopefully.
This morning I thought I was getting robbed because in the shower and I heard, I'm like, what is that? I'm the only one up.
And you thought the robber was having
Pam
this,
heard it.
Whatever this is.
They were getting on like the footsie thing anyway.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry, we can't have poor quality. Now you guys will know when you listen to it on Wednesday that's the foot massager.
I didn't even hear it though.
Yeah, the chat room did, and that's what matters. Okay, so let me jump back in here. Get focused here.
I had just given my spiel, so yeah, we're good. You.
I had something funny I was gonna say though. But now that just blew it anyway.